Today on Veterans Day, let's go back in time to the Civil War when four different regiments of African American soldiers fought in the Indian Wars as part of the Union Army. They were called Buffalo Soldiers, and they fought right here in Arizona. And earlier this year at the state capitol, a group of modern-day Buffalo Soldiers wearing complete Civil War era regalia appeared in front of a committee and won approval to build a monument to those soldiers in front of our state capitol. They're part of the Buffalo Soldiers of the Arizona Territory, a group founded by Michelle London Marable and her husband, Fred. And I sat down with Michelle recently to talk more about their efforts to build that monument and the legacy of the Buffalo Soldiers here in our state.
The Buffalo Soldier fought in the Civil War in the Indian Campaign. There was over 180,000 colored soldiers that fought in United States Army. There was the 9th and 10th Cavalry, the 24th and 25th Infantry.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about the legacy of the Buffalo Soldiers, and especially here in Arizona.
There's 8 forts here in Arizona that the Buffalo Soldier was stationed at. There was 3 Medal of Honor that actually fought here in Arizona. Now their name is recognized at the state capitol at Arizona Veteran Hall of Fame as Buffalo Soldiers.
Why were they called Buffalo Soldiers?
The reason why they were called Buffalo Soldier, they fought against the Cheyenne Warrior. So when the white man was getting killed, they sent the colored soldiers in for no return. So when the colored man got off their horses, they fought toe-to-toe with the Native American. And the Native American said, who is that man with the dark skin, with the curly hair? He looked like a buffalo. So we're going to call him Wild Buffalo. So as time went on, they renamed it to Buffalo Soldiers from all the way from 1866 all the way to the Korean War.
So you created this 11 years ago here in Arizona, and you go around and you educate people about this history, essentially?
Yes, we do. We go around and teach elementary school, high school, college. We do honor guard, color guard. We will be in the Phoenix Veteran Parade with horses and wagon and children with banners and stuff.
And you're wearing right now the traditional uniform of a Buffalo Soldier from hundreds of years ago. It looks very, like you said, hot and heavy.
Yes, this is the true authentic uniform that I'm wearing. What I'm wearing at this present time is the dress uniform of an infantry. It's a cappy hat. I'm wearing a wool frock coat and trouser.
So you can wear the traditional uniform in the Buffalo Soldiers here now, right? But the women also will wear Civil War era dress. There are horses and carriages. Like, this is almost, it reminds me of like a Civil War reenactment in a way. Why carry on the tradition in that sense as well?
To be a reenactor is really give the foundation what history was like back in the 1800s. Our plan is to make everybody go back in time. Instead of them watching it on TV, they see a live person.
Yeah. What kinds of reactions do you get specifically from kids when you do these kind of demonstrations and lessons?
Are you real? Because I'm portraying the first black female Buffalo Soldier. So I tell her story. Her name is Kathy Williams. So she served from 1866 to 1868. So when I speak of her story, this gives them a platform that we could do anything, girls or ladies, because she had to disguise herself for 2 years as she fought with 100 colored soldiers all the way from St. Louis to Fort Berry, New Mexico, and they never realized she was a female until she got sick. When she was diagnosed with diabetes, that's when the surgeon realized that was your first black female Buffalo Soldier. So the reaction I get from the community and the children is a wow.
It's not something they've ever imagined?
No, because it's not being taught at schools.
Why is it important for you to teach them?
Because I wasn't taught about it. And then when I became aware of it, I'm like, wow, that is a very significant, important role in my life, of my history, my forefather. And we always want to know where we come from.
Right, and it speaks to the history of African Americans in this country.
Right, because the man wasn't even considered a man at that time. Mm-hmm. So they knew in their heart they had a dedication and a duty to do. So they decided to go ahead and fight, to say, I am a man.
Yeah, and the outcome of that war was so significant in that sense as well.
Yes, that's why I'm here.
So let's talk about this monument. So the Buffalo Soldiers of Arizona have been trying to get a monument built on the Capitol lawn here in Arizona for some time, and it's been through quite a process of approval. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, in July 20, 2017, my husband and I wrote a proposal to Representative Richard Roddy, and we asked him would he sponsor a Buffalo Soldier bill, and also Senator Kathy Marana. The first hearing was February 1st of 2018. The bill passed within 7 weeks.
But you have to raise the money to do it first, right?
Yes, we do. We are not getting funding at all from the state. So everything we have to do on our own. Yeah. So we're out there campaigning. We do have a website. Just really trying to get the information out there.
Do you know if at the Capitol there are many monuments on the lawn there? Would this be the only one to a part of African-American history?
This would be the first African-American monument there. And that's why my husband and I feel it was so significant that we make sure we make it happen.
All right. Deputy Commander Michelle London Marable, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.